Funny, that didn't sound like my husband. But thank you. We're going to do one now called, the original title of it is Genuine Negro Jig. It's got a tiny little bit of history. We'll give you the short Cliff Notes version. It's a tune that Dan Emmett wrote down in the mid-1800s. Y'all know who Dan Emmett is, right? Guy who wrote Dixie? No? Is this ringing a bell? Okay. Anthem of the South. Anyway, it's got a lot of issues. That song has a lot of issues. But Dan Emmett is the one who's known to have written it down. Actually, we were just in his hometown where he retired to. And there's a plaque, you know, talking about Dan Emmett, the author of Dixie and all this kind of stuff. And, well, he also collected some tunes around where he was living. And this one he called Genuine Negro Jig, which intrigued me, the title. But Bob Winans brought this to us, banjo scholar and wonderful player, and played it for us. And I was like, oh, yeah, let's learn that tune. It's really, really cool. And so we started playing it, introducing it as Genuine Negro Jig, written down by Dan Emmett. And then we ran into these scholars, Howard and Judith Sachs, who wrote a book called Way Up North in Dixie. Now, this book was about not only, just a bit about Dan Emmett, but it was mostly about a black string band family that used to live in Ohio called the Snowdens. And they happened to live right down the road from Dan Emmett. And the local lore in that area for a lot of people, not for everybody, but for a lot of people, is that the eldest of that clan taught Dan Emmett Dixie. And indeed, their gravestone actually says they taught Dan Emmett Dixie. And it kind of changes, it kind of throws a spanner in the works, you know, if you think about the Anthem of the South being written by a white guy from Ohio and a black string band family. I mean, it just kind of, you know. But anyway, you read the book and you can kind of, you know, decide for yourself. It's known as The Issue in that town when you fall on one side or the other. But anyway, this is now, we now call this Snowden's Jig because they also think that it would have been highly likely that Dan Emmett would have gotten this tune from the Snowdens, the only black string band, actually the only black family in the whole area. So when they were well known as a source of many tunes. So we call this also Snowden's Jig.